Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Mark Budesca. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Keith Drumright. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keogh. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Mark Budesca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budesca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas scores. Spencer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright takes first base on ball four. Spencer moves to third. Budesca moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. Budesca tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Drumright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drumright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Budesko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budesko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Budesko hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Drumright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Keogh covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to third. Adams moves to second. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. There goes Henderson. The throw from Weiniger and Henderson is out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drumright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Daryl Jackson now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Budesko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budesko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Budesko hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Drumright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. There goes Picciolo. The throw from Weiniger and Picciolo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson pinch runs for Butch Weiniger. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Ward moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive towards first. Spencer catches it and steps on first to double up Powell. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Butera now catching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Castano strikes out. 1 out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Jim Spencer. Doug Corbett now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Budeska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budeska is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Budeska hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.